Hello, it's Charlotte Pets here. I'm doing another little shout out for some more clips. Now, if you heard the last episode, it was lots of people sending in little voice notes about how they are and what they're still doing outside and how that's making them feel and things like that. But that was back in just before we went into proper lockdown. We're now partway through week three of lockdown. And I'd really love to hear how things have changed for you and how the reduction of roaming, I guess, that is now on all of us is affecting you, and whether you're able to sit in a garden still or on a balcony. So yes, this is plea number two of please do send me in some voice notes. I've got quite a few already, but I'd just love to get a few more in. So if you're listening to this, just like before, but if you're listening to this, just have a go. It's dead easy. All I'm asking this time is that you say your name and where you are and then the date, because things are changing so quickly. So currently it is April the 7th as I'm saying this, and we don't know whether this lockdown is going to be extended. Probably. Each week is super different. So this will only be valid until the weekend, which will take us to, where are we at? It's Tuesday the 7th. 12th. So 12th is the cutoff. The 12th of April is the last shout out. So yeah, say your name, say where you are, say the date, and just use voice memos on your phone. Most phones have got them. I know iPhones definitely do, and I think Android have somewhere in there as well. And then email me that file to growingwildreverb@gmail.com. And I'll put them all together and we'll get them out there again. It's just so nice to hear everybody's voices and to know we're all in it together and that there's this community of us, really. And it's lovely to hear you all. And it gives everyone a little slice of your outdoor experience, as limited as that now is. But I think most people probably who listen to this show, it's a vital part of our beings. Okay, so to give you an example, the wonderful Sarah Venn, who's been on the show before, you may have heard of her. She does a lot of stuff with Incredible Edible down in Bristol. She's a food activist. She's big in the game and an all-round good egg. And she sent me in something a week or so ago, just as lockdown was beginning to bite for her and her husband. So this is Sarah. If you feel inspired, send me one. growingwildreverb@gmail.com. Thank you. Go well.
Morning. Those are the sounds from my tiny garden, sitting in Bristol. Bird song, the roar of the city beginning in the morning. A plane flying overhead, which is quite unusual. Now I've come outside just with a cup of tea to just begin the day and to just try and make some sense of the world as we see it today, which is problematic and difficult, but you come outside and you realise that nature is just getting on with it anyway. There are tulips starting to flower. The meadow sweet in one of my pots is beginning to show its face. My peonies and all my mint plants are starting to come to life. There are primulas and hellebores and violas. There's colour, and behind it all there's the sound of sirens and a city that is confused. But in here, in this space, I feel safe. I feel like somebody's wrapped a blanket around me, I guess. And like this is the space that will keep me sane-ish for the next few weeks. Months, who knows? And now the sun's just come out, and it seems like it's going to be a beautiful morning.